It's Friday, the 27th day of December, 2013. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. The USDA released its hog inventory. It shows hogs and pigs as of December the 1st of this year at 65.9 million head. That as of the release this afternoon at 2 o'clock Central Time. That's down 1% from a year ago and down 2% from September of this year. The breeding herd at 5.76 million head, down 1% from last year, down 1% from the previous quarter. And the market hog herd at 60.2 million head was down 1% from last year and down 2% from last quarter. On the phone line this afternoon, in the stead of Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics and Consulting out of Atchison, Kansas. Mike is on holiday this afternoon. Is Alton Kalo. He is a consultant in Manchester, New Hampshire with the Steiner Group. Thank you so much for taking the time with us, Alton. Why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and the Steiner Consulting Group first, please.
In the food commodity business, but most of our clients tend to be on the food service and retail end. So we most of our focus is on, from the packer all the way to the consumer, and so we're involved mostly on the meat side, but also expanding on grains and dairy in recent years.
How did you view this afternoon's USDA report?
We think it's a bullish report. I mean, that's no question about that. In addition to the numbers that USDA published for the recent quarter, they made some significant changes to numbers in previous quarters, especially for the December, February, and March, May of 2013. And so some of the year-over-year changes versus the models we had, that kind of used their historical numbers, they're going to have to go, we're going to have to go back and kind of view them a little bit more in detail. We've had about 10 minutes now or 15 minutes that we've looked at this report. But that's where some of the big changes have been. I mean, they went back and revised the farrowing numbers for the March-May quarter down about 5.6% year-over-year, and this is for the March-May 2013. The reason they went back and did that is because USDA looks at the slaughter numbers as they come through, several months down the road, and then they true up the survey results so that it matches reality. And it looks like some of the previous surveys really missed the supply that was on the ground. It missed the impact of the spike in feed costs that we had last year, and because of that, it kind of gave a somewhat inaccurate view of what the market was. And I think some of that had gotten discounted in the market already. People were looking at the slaughter numbers, and they really didn't match at all. I mean, especially as in the fourth quarter of 2013, and USDA numbers, I mean, they had to go back and fix that. Having said that, I mean, the inventory number down 1% from a year ago, it's somewhat of a bullish number. It's on the low end of the estimates. One number that really surprised me is the breeding herd down 1.1% from a year ago. We were thinking that with lower feed costs, higher retention rates on gilts, you would see at least a modest expansion of the breeding herd. But at this point, it looks like the disease impact is quite significant, and it's really had affected the producers for this last quarter, and the numbers show that. And so you look at some of the, and just going down the list here, I mean, the death loss that this that the numbers imply is significantly higher than what it's been in previous year. And the way we arrived at that death loss number is, we look at what the total supply was that came to market. You adjust for the slaughter. You know what the inventory number was that's published on December 1. Well, somehow we lost a lot of pigs along the way. And according to that, I mean, it looks like the death loss is about 4% compared to about 2% that we had, the same quarter a year ago.
So this report comes on the heels of the cattle numbers, which show that there will be fewer cattle on hand. Absolutely. In the coming year, too. How did you read that? That report obviously received as bullish as well.
Yeah, I mean, the the call in the cattle market has been, you know, it's been bullish, you know, for a while.
Right.
One thing that's happened with the cattle on feed numbers is that, last summer, we placed fewer cattle on feed, but they tended to skew on the heavy side of the range. And so because of that, we had a disproportionate number of cattle come to market earlier in the marketing window. And because of that, we've had the fed slaughter so far, only a couple of percentage points lower than a year ago. That means that we're going to have fewer cattle that are going to come to market in the first quarter of 2014. Our call right now is for the kill to be down about 6% or so on the Fed side for the first quarter of the year, and that's a pretty significant reduction. And the call on the cattle side has been bullish all along. The market was very uncertain about what the situation on the ground is with pigs and the impact that the PED virus is having on production, and the latest report just seems to support the view that the losses are significant, and if anything, they're going to get worse.
I only have about 35 seconds for you. Will this have an impact on the feed and residual number when it comes out, and stocks on hand from December 1?
We would think so, and we think the reports are bearish for the grain market. There's no question about that, because we've got fewer animal units to consume the large stockpiles that we harvested this fall.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Alton Kalo is with the Steiner Consulting Group. He is in Manchester, New Hampshire, joins us on this Friday edition of the Closing Market Report.